right, so the River State Governor Yunus Nwike has criticized his predecessor, Chibike Ambechi, over the delivery projects in the state. Now, the governor made this comment during the commission of the Rukwakulusi Eligbolo Community Layout Road in Obiakpo local government area, and alleged that the previous governor failed to construct roads and flyovers when he was governor of the state. Now, that's led to, you know, a bit of banter. I did, you didn't do, blah, blah, blah. I did more, you did less, or I didn't make too much noise doing mine, you are making so much noise doing yours. You know all that. Now, my question is this. So what factors for you, right, are important in assessing the growth and development of this state, River State? What factors do you consider? Now, a lot of people look at, oh, maybe the number of roads, right? Some tell you it's maybe the connectivity of the roads. If you've never been to Benin, I tell you this for free. That state, particularly Benin City, right? Particularly Benin City has one of the best road networks in Nigeria. Free of charge. You can literally use back roads, right, to go to virtually everywhere in Benin City. I'm not making this up. So what factors do you use to say, oh, Port Harcourt is developed or is much better now as it was 10 years ago or 5 years ago? 5 years ago, is it the number of street lights? Is it the number of buildings? There are so many factors you can use, and I'll share with you some. Now, my first category this morning is the economic indicators. What are these economic indicators? Population growth, unemployment rate, look at the job growth, look at the wage growth, look at the innovation rates here in River State. Also take into cognizance startup activities in River State. Which of these for you is indicative of how well this state, particularly Port Harcourt City, has been developing in the past decade? As always, I welcome you to join us. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make unsubstantiated claims. And very important for this conversation, do not make comments that might be seen as inciting.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
That's the smart number. The GSM numbers are 0817923002, 0817923003, 0817923007, and 0817923009. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. 92.3. Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Okay, my name is Solomon. I'm Charles Somadi.
Welcome, Solomon.
Yeah, when I heard this conversation yesterday, I was just baffled. Now, you give a very good analysis when we are talking about developing. Where are the important things? Now, let's just give you a little bit of what I know. Rotimi government build hospitals, primary health care in every community. Number one, it brings employment. It takes healthcare delivery closer to the people compared to this government that left this primary healthcare and they are dilapidated. The Rotimi government builds schools. Almost in every local government, there is a school which brings employment, put food on the tables of the citizens. They are able to buy cars, and the flyovers we have or the bridges we have now, we can use those monies to buy cars to fly over those bridges. But what happened in this administration is that all those schools have been abandoned and completely dilapidated.
But that's not exactly true. I can understand a lot of people will call us and tell us, look, their schools have been abandoned. We get those calls. But if you say all of them, that's a bit of an over-exaggeration. Wouldn't you agree, Solomon?
Okay, let me not say all.
Yes,
most of them have been abandoned and dilapidated. You hear calls from Ichi, unless your network. You hear calls from Omuma and other places. But that's one. Then you talk about bridges. Of course, Rotimi built bridges. The one at Eleme Interchange the one at the Peter Odeh Road when you are getting to the Wonju bypass that takes you to Apaju. That's one. The one at Ajit Junction. That's about a few you can see in Port Harcourt. But the basic thing here is that when you talk about development in this in a city, a state that Rivers State, how does it bring employment? How does it open up the space?
Okay.
Unlike what we have now, you have a lot of tax folks being employed, engaged, not even employed for a short-term basis. That's not create valuable jobs. Does not make ends meet.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Jude is no Muma. We have Zion in GRA. Give us a minute, Zion. Jude, good morning to you.
Yeah. In comparison, the government that put the people first on his priority, the government that puts the people first, the government that impacts on the life of the people, the past administration did all this. The past administration took the people first in his priority.
Well, well Jude, the conversation is not about which government is doing better. The question is very simple. How do you assess the growth of a city, particularly Rivers State? What would you say are the indicators that Port Harcourt is growing and developing better? That's the real question.
Yeah,
okay. I'm not here to say this government is better than that government. That's not it.
Yeah, the development now, that's what I'm trying to say. The development now, as we see it, does not impact much on the people. That's, so if we're talking of development that does not impact on the lives of the people, that development is as good as nothing.
All right, thank you very much, Jude. Zion is in Jerry. Zion, good morning. We have a minute and 50 seconds for you. Go on, please.
Roads. Access roads. And that is what Governor Wike has done. Do you know that if companies can have access to their facilities, investments can have access to their facilities, automatically business will grow. And that is what Governor Wike has done. Look at the clean roads. Why is Lagos booming? Look at the exotic cars in Lagos, low bed cars in Lagos, because of good roads.
Mm.
And that is what Governor Wike is attracting. When you see the smooth roads, cool roads, all dual lights with street lights, automatically a nightlife will come. Once you have access roads, good infrastructures like the building. Okay, look at the law school infrastructure which is set up. And look at some high-rise towers he has already put in place. Companies will relocate to River State. They will come with their machines. They will come with their facilities. And which people they employ is River's people. They cannot bring outsiders. And most of all these facilities Governor Wike has put together, like the law school there, there's an MOU that Rivers indigenous should be staffed here automatically.
Zion, once again, we're making this conversation a bit too personal. The question is very simple. How do you assess the growth and development of Rivers State? That's the real question. We have to go now, but please do call back after the break. So, once again, I know it's not far-fetched for anybody to say, okay, this government has done this. No, but the focus is not on what this government has done. The question is very simple. How do you assess that this particular state, River State, particularly in the focus is Port Harcourt, has grown? What would you say are the yardsticks you look forward to determining if there is development, that this city is actually thriving? Now, I made mention earlier of economic indicators. Look at the population growth. There is proof that more people are in Port Harcourt now than they were about a decade ago. There is more proof to that. But if you look at that document very clearly, those of you who have access, I'll try and get up that population census from the last year, time it was done, and I'll read it out for you. Now, but if you look at Port Harcourt today, you can argue that, yes, you have more traffic. You see more people on the roads. You obviously see more offices. You obviously see more businesses opening up, right? Good. But these places that are opening up, are they paying decent wages? Those are economic indicators. You see, in one breath, you can say there are 20 shops on a street. You can also say in another breath that of these 20 shops on this street, what's wrong with me? On this street, only about 5 of these shops pay 40,000 naira a month. Only 5. And do you know what that indicates? That indicates that the wage growth is poor. If on a street there are 20 shops, of these 20 shops, only 5 can pay 40,000 naira, there's a problem. When we come back, we're assessing what's going on in River State.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back to the show. 32 minutes gone past the hour. That means we have just about 28 minutes to have a conversation, of which we have to be done in 21 minutes because of obligations. That's how tight things are. Now, if you just join us this morning, our conversation starter is about assessing what development looks like or what it should look like in a contemporary city. And our focus this morning is Port Harcourt, River State. A lot of people have been stating for a long while that it's been, as it were, a micro schism of the larger Nigerian issue, which is development being concentrated in a particular area. Now, if you look at some of the biggest cities, and indeed some of the biggest countries in the world, you tend to have very interesting rates of development. Now, some people can live in one place for as much as 10, 12 years without coming to visit the very major cities. It does happen. Heck, for example, I use myself. When I was in university, by the time Unipost started to develop and Chuba had started to have really good places to eat and drink and, you know, things like that, there was even a cinema in the theater arts department at one point in time. For nearly 6 months, ladies and gentlemen, I did not cross Obirikwere Bridge. Didn't cross it because there was no need for me to. Everything I needed was around me. So one could argue, yeah, you know, Chuba developed from what he used to be back in 2003. Yeah, you know, then we were still in secondary school. That was a big deal back then. But look at River State right now and ask yourself, how many areas in River State are comparable to Port Harcourt? Those of you who are listening, who are fortunate enough to have traveled to the U.S., for example, you know that Texas is a big, big state. Big state. Big enough to have so many cities, as many as 4 cities, that some people will probably never visit if they reside in one. Yeah. Dallas, for example. Houston, for example. You know, the list goes on. Austin, for example. Anyway, I digress. So, we've looked at the economic indicators. How do you think Port Harcourt and River State is doing at the moment? Then the second one I want to highlight to you this morning is public service indicators. If you look at the violent crime rates in Port Harcourt, look at the quality of schools, look at the quality of hospitals, look at the quality of roads, look at the utility services available in River State. How well do you think River State has done in the past decade? Remember, not too long ago, about 4 or 3 months ago, a lot of you called in and said, street lights, they are gone, they are not on. What is going on? That, ladies and gentlemen, is meant to be a developed city, indeed.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Well, Clement joins us this morning from Ada George. Clement, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Jude.
Welcome.
Straight to the discussion and to your question. First of all, I will use the Rumola Rumokuta Road as an example. You know, I was walking around that axis in 2008, 2009. in fact, 2007, 2008, 2009, you agree with me, if you are in Port Harcourt, that that road was just a single lane, flying from where we have the old Owando filling station at Rumola Junction down to Rumokuta, and then where you connect Ada George and I mean Chob and all that. Now, when that road was dualized, that is when we have banks coming in there. Before the road was dualized, there used to be a shopping mall before the Y Junction. Mm. Mr. Jude, why am I saying this? A shopping mall are empty now. In those days, shopping malls used to be occupied with tenants. Landlords are smiling. Communities have their maybe secondary school leavers who are prepared to go to university being employed as maybe sales attendants and all that in that particular shopping mall. I believe the picture I'm painting, you will get it. There is a bank that came in there. I don't want to start mentioning or advertising the banks. As I speak to you now, Mr. Jude, you will hardly see a shopping mall that is filled with tenants doing business. You will hardly see. Now, these are the indices for me that attract development in a city such as River State. Yes, the projects are good. Yes, the constructions are okay. But when you attract investors, how do you sustain them? Do you know that the banks that came, one of the banks is shut down there now? One of the banks is shut down on that same axis. I don't want to start there. Because of time, I would have mentioned other places in River State. Even let's go to Ada George, where the governor's house is located. I can tell you shopping malls on that road that tenants are yet to occupy it. Why? Because of the environment. Mm. You see, when you hear people talk, right, about development, maybe you see hoodlums. Some boys coming to ask you, show me love.
Mm.
And actually, they will tell you in the city. These boys are supposed to be maybe staff or even engage in one skill or the other, maybe in all this, shopping mall, and doing business. Instead of coming to say, show me love, give me your phone, start dragging handbag from ladies, early morning start going to work, go to church on a Sunday morning. And Mr. Jude, development is good, but there are things that comes with development. We have not yet seen it now.
Okay, Clement says we haven't seen it now. 92.3. Hello, good morning, please.
Hello, good morning, Nigeria.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
Yes, my name is Ibiso. I'm calling from Victoria Island.
All right. Are you talking about the Victoria Island in Lagos?
Yes, in Lagos, yes.
Okay, go on, please.
Okay. The discussion on ground is a good topic, but thank God before you start your discussion, you caution people what to say. Because I find it that I listened in the morning through your morning news, and the way people are arguing, throwing stone on each other, I'm from River State. I don't think it's good for the River youth, because most people misunderstand this topic and bring different things to this topic. So it's a good idea that people that are following it will bring different idea into this discussion. And I thank God for Nigeria for that. People are cautioned of, like in Lagos, Omimo and all the others, they used to caution people before they make call. But if you want our eyes now, I don't know whether bigger topics you are making profits, runs off our league, with their mindset, please, when they're discovered politics, but then making an admission, the way our youth, they go about it, to me, it is so. I don't think that is the best way. Because most of them are doing this thing to tell their own guys they are contributing. Then what are they contributing? To some companies or the other?
But that's why the focus, Ibiso, is not on what government or whose government was in charge. The question is very simple. Now that you have been in River State, or you are living in River State, or you've seen River State, how do you assess the development? Now, you say you are from this area. How well do you think River State has developed in the last 10, 20 years? That's all I want to find out from you. What are you looking for?
The last 10, 20 years, at least we are going further.
Okay.
Why are you going for that? 1970s, when I was small, and now there is difference. And I believe our children will see more difference. We are growing. That's not my point. We are growing. And that was a true story on the part of the analyst and listeners. We are growing. That's my argument.
Yo, and I agree. You shouldn't throw stones at anybody right now. That's not the issue. But yes, you say River State is growing. Things are much better than they were 10, 20 years ago. But how do you assess the growth? That is the real question. Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. What factors do you use to assess the growth and development in River State? 92.3. Good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good.
My name is Divine.
Welcome, Divine. Welcome.
I'm calling from Woji.
Welcome, please.
I just like the last caller said, I don't want to throw stones. I've been listening to callers all along. I'm not from this state. If you can hear me, probably from your Aziz. If I want to compare, if I want to look at growth development, the growth and development of River State, compare and contrast to some other states I have been to. Some years back, when I've been going to Abuja, Lagos, I've seen developments, some giant strides have been taken, and I said, wow, this is beautiful. I didn't see that quite long in River State, though there was development, but a bit slow.
Okay.
In the last regime, I saw your schools were built. They're not occupied, but not just there, and so a few other things. But this administration also has seen that we have some giant development, at least Woji Aziz, that used to be dead, and you can't drive through. Excellent. The other one, Abajo, was a dead zone. Excellent, Nadua Kari. I have seen some giant strides currently, and you're showing a different phase of River State. When I just came up from Lagos a few weeks ago, when I look at Lagos, I say, wow. I think I can say yes, I mean, political right now. I'll say some development. Because government is continuity, I don't expect one government to finish all.
So okay.
What I mentioned is, this one has improved more. To the next government coming, I don't want to see you walk on roads in River State again. Go to Ichi, go to Omoko, go to other regions, develop those areas also, to be congested River State. Before, you know how water lines used to be now, before 4 lanes there on that road there, we are there for morning tea for some hours. And people come there to collect our food and everything. But today, you just drive before, so I drive from here to my one, from Woody to my one. In less than 15, 10 minutes I was in my one. My wife was shocked. In 10 minutes. Unlike before, 3 hours you're on the road. That's 3 hours of manpower when you want to be doing something meaningful with your life. You're on the road.
Interesting.
So this is a different case. I heard somebody mention this flyover. Sorry, point of correction. That bridge was abandoned. It was this dispensation that completed it. I stayed in this as this where I live. It was abandoned by the last administration. This administration finished and completed that road. It was never completed before. So thank you for all you are doing. It's a beautiful topic. I expect people to talk about improvement and development, and it will go a long way bigger than throwing stones and hitting each other. What will the next government coming do? That we are looking at. Simple. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Divine speaking to us from Woji 92.3. Hello, Potako. Good morning, please.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
This is Monday calling from Monday.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. If you want to look at the development in River State in the last couple of years, I would say, well, it's moving very, very fine. Because I remember in those years, if I want to go to Potako from Onee here, it would take me not less than 3-4 hours to drive. But right now, immediately you reach Akpadio Junction, if you are getting to Akpadio Junction, let's be sure that you are reaching wherever you are going in Potako. In less than 10-15 minutes, you are there. From Akpadio Junction now to Government House or my one, it will take you not less than 15 to 20 minutes. But the only challenge we have in Onee access is the Onee Road. Apart from Onee Road, everywhere in River State is very, very okay. But I want to use this opportunity to advise the next public governor of River State. Please look elsewhere. Leave Port Harcourt City, leave Obiapo, leave all the major towns, come to LMSI, go to Oyibo, go to Ike, go to some areas and develop that side. There is a road that River State government needs to look in. There is a road that from Ipeche, if you are going to Ipeche, there is a road that will link you to Eneka.
they should look into that road. There is a very fine road, and there is another road from here that will link you to it. They should look for all those roads and link the communities from community to the other one.
Okay, all right, so it's all about spreading it out. Walter is in Rukwaku. Walter, good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
But it's a threatening topic once more. But before, I was waiting. But that one is over. Developmentally, if I may put a pass mark, it'd be up to 80% as compared in the 80s, 70s. We are developing.
Okay. So what do you measure that development? What are you seeing now that you didn't see in the 80s?
One, I know in 80s, like some of the roads. The other day I went to Omawan. There was a road I used to pass, a farm road. Do you know, I get to that pathways. This road has been tied. Very smooth road, farm road, 5 years ago. But today, it has been tied. I went to Shobo. I thought that it was a NDDC project. I called somebody. Uganda State Government, they do it. I said, oh, pitiful. These are what are the things we need that our people supposed to do. Not even only government. That we have NDDC that are supposed to do some of these projects. Not the state government to do everything. They are trying. Okay, look at the electricity. Go to Omawa around back at 7 o'clock. Because I'm always there. Go to that place. You see street light. Imogu, you see street light to Zaha. You come to this side to Ishobo, you see street light. No, they said one of the contractors, NDDC, Mr. Grant, native of that Omagwan. That man is even trying. If we can get such people in any of the communities, if we can get such people, I think we wouldn't bother to be talking of projects. People have minds to spend money. It's not getting money. If you have the mind to spend the money?
Okay.
You know? Let's look at it. In fact, they are trying. They're trying.
All right. Thank you very much, Walter. Walter says, yes, there's been a lot of improvement in the past few years. Now, we've talked about the road quality, public utility, and things like that. You know, people complain about streetlights. They are streetlights, right? They are fixtures, but they are not working in so many areas, you know. Then, interestingly, I found that not a lot of people touched on the violent crime rates in Port Harcourt. Now, by the way, this is not to disenfranchise River State or Port Harcourt. All across the country, there's been a spate of criminality. For the past 2 years, since the end of the NSAS campaign till today, we've seen an upsurge in kidnapping, in rapes, in murder, you know, in theft, online theft. In fact, one report has that there was a 450% increase in cybercrime since 2020, 450%. It's a little wonder that you get to hear of Yao Yao now. So it's not new. But all of these things indicate that this particular place, you know, there is growth, there's development. All of these things. Look at, like I said, what are the quality of schools available in Port Harcourt? How many people can afford, in quotes, the very quality education that they dream of? Anyway, let's move away from all of that. Now, let's look at those public administration indicators. And that's a big issue here in River State. Look at the economic freedom rates. How easy is it for you to start a business in Port Harcourt, for example? What exactly are the labor charges involved? The tax burden. Are there issues of multiple taxation in River State? Then look at the regulatory climate. There are some places on this planet that once you have your shop, you are not worried about people come to knock at your door every day to find out if your light bulb is working. But in those places, there are some people who will come to check your business, your establishment, maybe every 6 months, every 3 months, particularly if you're in the food and beverage industry. Anyway, what's that like for you in Port Harcourt? Do you think all of these things give a good impression about Port Harcourt? 3, good morning.
Hello.
Good Good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning, please. Am I on to Nigeria?
No, this is Nigeria Info, please. Apologies, 90.3 Nigeria Info. All right, so let's get to read messages now. Let's quickly jump on to WhatsApp. All right, I'll read my first message on Facebook. Onyedikachi says, governance is a continuous process. What Governor Wike has done in road infrastructure is very commendable. All right, thank you very much. Still not hitting the crux. All right, so as long as Rivers is concerned, there is nothing to use to assess the development in the state. As an economist, the best parameters to use to measure development is the answer. The following questions, which is, what's been happening to the poverty? What's been happening to unemployment? What's been happening to inequality? If these affirmation parameters are still high in any particular society, then development is far from that society. All right, interesting comment there. That's from Ogboku Darlington. Now, WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right. Now, this one here says, Jude, you're talking as an Edo person, Barry Johnson. Well, I was talking about, you know, the connectivity in Edo State. Not because I'm an Edo person, because I've lived there. Yes, born there. I've lived here as well. Have my roots here as well. You know, so, yeah. Anyway. I have not seen much in the area of human capital development in Rivers State. See that phrase, human capital development? It's been bantered a lot in Port Harcourt in the past 5 years. Human capital development. What exactly is it, though? Which is important. Most governors in Nigeria don't do much, and especially when they have the oil in their state. They just wait and share the money. No care at all about creating jobs or improving lives. Their so-called focus on infrastructure has not been holistic and just concentrated in a few areas. We need good roads in the rural areas so farmers can easily move their goods and people to out of the community. No good investment in education in recent times. The scholarship programs discontinued. A lot of schools in the state are dilapidated and insufficient teachers. Even the civil service require a new staff, but no one cares about employment. Interesting comment. All right, this one says people are not particularly fair, expecting a particular tenure of the government to do everything in the space of just 8 years. It is unrealistic. This government comes into power, and what they can do, the next government comes and continues. All right, it's a very lengthy message there. All right, good morning, Nigerian Info. At this time, we're still arguing about the former governor of the present government university. How would she wake up to think of what to do? All right, that's Ibiso from Victoria Island. So, there are a lot of things to consider when you make mention of development in a place. But I think I'll end here by stating this. What is the quality of life? All of these things we just mentioned. What is the quality of life for you as a Rivers person? How difficult is it for you to go to your office or from your office home? How affordable is housing in Port Harcourt? How affordable is food? How affordable are the services you like to use? You want somebody to polish your shoe? You want somebody to clean your house? How affordable are those things? The amenities. How friendly are the people in Port Harcourt? And we're not talking about sentiments. Oh, you want to come and buy beer? They're like, no. How friendly really are Port Harcourt people? All of these really indicate how well, how great the development strides are being made in an area. Once again, you decide as you assess how the development in Port Harcourt has been in the last decade. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.